The Rama writes in Siman Tov Ayin Vav Sif Beis, Noyegim b'ksas b'koymus lechol b'suda beitzim zecher la'avelos. That the minig is, b'alel seder, the minig is to eat eggs zecher la'avelos. Now why do you have avelos b'alel seder? So zokta Rama v'nira li atam shum shilel tishabav nikva b'alel Pesach. Whatever Leil Pesach is, that night is always is Tishabav night, the same night that Leil Seder is the night of Tishabav. And therefore, we eat eggs, which is a food of Avelim, and therefore Zechel to the Avelis of the Churba Mikdosh, which Tishabav comes this night, therefore we eat egg. Another reason he says, V'oid, Zechel Churban Shabakim Karim Pesach. Another reason for Avelis is that tonight we remember we don't have the Karim Pesach. Therefore, the minig is to eat an egg, Zechel L'chorbim, because we don't have the Karim Pesach, so we eat a Zech L'chorbim Abayis, we eat the egg, which is the food of Avelim. The Mishbru is most another reason. He said, the Graz says, the reason why you eat the bay is Zech L'chagigah. Because it's Mavur and Tafai and Gimel, that the reason why we have an egg on the Ka'ara is, the Zeraya is Zech L'Karim Pesach. And the egg is Zech L'chagigah, because you always ate a Chagigah together with Karim Pesach, always on Leil Seder in the Tarim Beis HaMikdash, you ate the Karim Chagigah to get full from that, and then you finished off with the Karim Pesach. So Zeichel Chagiga, we have the egg. So he says, therefore, that's the minig of eating the egg. On Leil Seder is Zeichel Chagiga. And it comes there, as Dr. Mishbrul Fizeh, you should mahada to eat the egg from the Ka'ara, because since the Feeder Goyin, that's the reason why we're eating the egg Zeichel Chagiga, you should eat that. You can't eat the Zeraya, because now they eat Tzli on Seder night. But you should eat Kaponim, the Beya from the Ka'ara. That's what Gra writes, and that's Mishbrul writes. Mishbrul adds on, that the reason of the Gra and the reason of Churban Abayis, that we don't have the Karim Pesach, so then the same minig applies to the second night. The Leil Seder, the second night, you have those same reasons why you should eat the egg. But the first reason, that it's because of Tisha B'Av, so the second night, there wouldn't be any reason to eat eggs for that reason, because that night is not the night of Tisha B'Av. That doesn't come out the same night of Tisha B'Av. So therefore, he says only for the other two reasons would apply for the second night, the second Leil Seder, not for the first reason. But the Maisa, we know that the minig is that we're not medactic to eat the egg. A lot of people are not medactic to eat the egg from the Ka'ara. And the Shaila is, why not? So I saw the Kovetz Halachas Taki, he brings down that he doesn't say why. I saw in the Pesach Teshuvos that he says the reason is that someone noyig to keep the Ka'ara intact until the end of the Seder. And therefore, they don't want to eat the Be'ah off the Seder plate, off the Ka'ara, because they don't want to vatel the Ka'ara before the end of the Seder. Now the Rama writes afterwards something interesting, that he says that someone should not make any other tibulim the night of the Seder besides for the two tibulim that we have, the charoisis and the salt karpas and salt water. He says like this. He says, "V'yesh noigim shalecho shum tibul balayla rak shnei tibulim shayisim v'seder." You shouldn't do any other dips besides for the dip of salt water and dip of charoisis. So it come out, Lefiza, that someone by the Suda by Shulchan Aruch, he should not have dips on the table. He shouldn't have charein on his fish, shouldn't have mayonnaise, because he's not having any other dips. The Rama said, you should not have any other dips. The minig is not to have any other dips. Lemaise, we see the minig olam is that they do have dips on the table. And Shaila is there any limud chos for that? So I saw in a few svarim, they answer, that they say that those dips are derech achila. It's like a side dish. It's more the derech achila. It's not a dipping. A dipping means you take something, you dip it into a dip. There, by chrein of a fish, that's why you eat fish, together with chrein, together with mayonnaise, that's the way you eat. And therefore, that doesn't go into a problem of dipping. But there could be one issue. The minig is, by a lot of Yiddish households, that they dip the egg into salt water. The minig of eating an egg, the avelus, or because of zeichel chagiga, they dip it into salt water. And the shaila is, lachaira, the Rama is saying shouldn't have more than the two dipping we have, the karpas and salt water, and the mar and charoisis. So on that, there's two terutzim. Either they answer and they say that that's part of dipping into salt water. This is also the same thing. It's one of the shnei tibulim of the night. It's two dipping in the night, dipping in salt water and dipping charoisis. This is included in that dipping into salt water. That's one pshat they say. Another pshat that they say you should do is you should dip it in with a fork. You should put a fork into the egg and dip it in. This way, it doesn't look like a tibul as much. There are some who have a minig to make an egg soup with salt water. And the reason is, mistama, because of this reason. They don't want to get into this problem of doing extra tibulim, and therefore, they just make like an egg soup instead of dipping an egg into the salt water.